We are here for goodness sake. Hello, family. This is Carol Worth with Saltapol LLC, and welcome to our third episode of the Goodness Forum, where positivity and goodness is shared and amplified. So I want to thank you for being here. We appreciate you. So we at Saltapol are a stand for a world that works for everyone. And what we know is that one way that that happens is by focusing on the good, because what you focus on grows. So thank you. We appreciate you joining in with us to spread goodness and positivity in the world. So each episode of the Goodness Forum will feature a topic. We'll have a quote that we're going to focus on, and we'll have a wonderful guest, either an individual or a business, who will share the goodness and positivity that they are spreading in the world. And so today we have Nicole Lang, and she's going to tell you about her podcast and some of the things that she's doing in the world. So the topic today is what's in your bones? And so here is the quote that we're going to focus on. And this is a quote from a man named George Eliot. And here's the quote. It's never too late to be who you might have been. So we chose that quote because it really speaks to coming from the authentic self and the power of that. Because oftentimes in life, I know for myself, I got to a certain age and felt a sense of dissatisfaction when I wasn't coming from my authentic, what I call child of God, the love that I am. I wasn't consistently coming from that. I had something, the gifts within me that I knew I had that I wasn't delivering. I wasn't developing them. I wasn't delivering. And so, you know, at an age where most people are looking to retirement, I made a change and started coming from what I call my meant to be. And this is a result of that. And so Nicole is going to talk to you about what she has as her meant to be. She has it frames it just a tiny bit different. And that is, what's in your bones? Like, what's in your bones? And so I'd like you to start by, well, first off, I'm going to just tell you how I know her. So she is just a dynamic and amazing young woman. I met 6 years ago when I moved to Spokane through a mutual friend, and we just hit it off. And one of the things I've always loved about Nicole is her, number one, her vitality. She's very upbeat. She's always been extremely positive, you know, and a joyous person to be around.
Thank you.
Yeah. And and the other thing I love about her is just how open she is to learning and being teachable and being willing to embrace life newly. And so when we decided to do this, I absolutely knew that we had to have Nicole on the show. So Nicole has a story of doing that, you know, what's in your bones. And so Nicole also was somebody who helped me edit the book that I wrote, Stop Being Stupid. She was amazing in giving me just wonderful feedback to help me do that. And so she's just been a great friend and a wonderful example, power of example of what's in your bones and, you know, coming from your meant to be. So, Nicole, would you please share with the audience what it is that you were doing in life, how your life was going, and then what happened that had you sort of make a shift and a change?
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you for that introduction. That's quite humbling because you're one of my favorite people and I admire you so much.
Thank you.
And I love what you're doing here. I've loved watching you make this shift with your meant to be. And so I'm really, I'm honored to come here and share a little bit of my story. So thank you.
You're welcome.
That means a lot to me. So yeah, for me, it's what's in my bones, what's written on my bones now is this passion to encourage and empower individuals, but specifically women, to rise up in their lives and communities and align with their highest selves. And I feel that. I feel doing that through yoga practices. I'm a certified yoga teacher. So for me, my own practice of yoga has given me, is really what led me to where I am today. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like providing those yoga practices really encourage people to do that. But also, it's so much more than just yoga practices. For me, I feel like it's such a long story, but I'll start with kind of where I was just a few years ago. I got sober in 2007, and I went back to school in 2010, and I became an archaeologist. And that was really something that I was really passionate about, and it was something mm-hmm. that I think that's when we met, is when I was on this trajectory to be an archaeologist. I was really passionate about that. And I got the opportunity to go to UC Berkeley, and I graduated from UC Berkeley in 2014. And I went on my excavation, and I did my archaeology, and I was this, in this academic world, and I loved it, but something didn't always feel quite right. You know, there was just like, you know, I knew that there was something a little bit more, even though I loved archaeology, and I love that archaeologist jacket that I then got to take off and put in the closet. But I really loved wearing that. But it was when I had my daughter. I found out that I was pregnant shortly after I graduated from college. And I had my daughter in 2015. And for me, that is when absolutely everything shifted in my life. Mm-hmm. Everything changed. Everything shifted. Having my daughter is probably the most profound experience so far in my life for so many reasons. And for me, my experience with having a child was also coupled with severe postpartum depression. And so I went through this phase where I really lost myself. It was like, I lost myself in the, you know, in, I was no longer an archaeologist, and I was no longer just me. I was mom, and I was Bodhi's mom. And I was just like, I didn't know who I was, and I was struggling. And through this period, again, I came back to my yoga practice. And I remembered a class I took when I was at Berkeley. It was called Anthropology of Violence and Trauma. And I thought it was going to be about, like, what happens to people's bodies in mm-hmm, violence. Mm-hmm. But what it was really about was a collective experience of trauma throughout communities. And it stuck in my brain because I really got to learn what trauma was, how people experience trauma, and how people heal from trauma in a community space. And so when I had postpartum with my daughter, one of the ways that got me out of that was through connecting back to my body through my yoga practice and finding a community to connect with. Mm. And it was through that then led me to pursuing, you know, healing trauma through yoga as a calling.
So that is so interesting. So I mean, just what I'm hearing, and so just kind of, I would love for you to amplify on that a little bit. Yeah. So when you took that class, you were expecting one thing, mm-hmm. and you came upon something completely different. And so for you personally, was it the healing for yourself through trauma that you got with the yoga, and then you got the idea to facilitate that with others, or was it some other kind of thing?
It was definitely that, for one. What I learned in that class is, you know, I started practicing yoga when I got sober in 2007. And so my yoga practice and my sobriety really are on the same path.
Got that.
And what I learned in that class is that I learned enough about trauma, the experience of trauma, and how we kind of store the trauma in the body.
Got that.
That when I was in the class, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm healing my trauma through my yoga practice.
Interesting.
I thought, this is what I'm doing. And I didn't even know it.
So it's like a mind-body-spirit connection and that working through that.
Totally. Wow, and I remember having... So an experience. So I'm in a classroom. I'm at Berkeley. I'm at UC Berkeley, which is a super academic atmosphere.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm in this, you know, really powerful psychological anthropology class led by this amazing professor, and we're having this really intense discussion about trauma. And I remember sitting there in this group circle, you know, 50 people in this circle sharing in an academic world, and I am experiencing all of my trauma because I'm learning that, like, I can have trauma and that I had had trauma. And sitting in this very academic setting, I had that flush of trauma come over me. It was like all of those emotions came over me, and then it also along with, like, and I'm healing myself in the process.
Mm.
And it was just so strange. And it was this experience that happened then. And then, you know, how 3 years later is when it actually started to materialize in my life. So it was like the seed was planted
yes.
at UC Berkeley then.
Yes.
And I had a plan.
You had a good idea.
I had an idea that I was going to be an archaeologist.
Oh, well,
you know?
Of course.
Like, while I was at Berkeley, that was my plan. I was going to be an archaeologist, and I really loved stone tools, so that was going to be my specialty. And, you know, before I decided to do my yoga teacher training, I had actually prepared my family to move to Israel to continue my education.
Got it. In archaeology.
In archaeology.
Got it. Because
yes.
you're going to be a stone
tool
expert.
Because I was
going to
be a lithic expert.
Okay, a lithic
expert. So crazy. So
I'm not sure what that means, but okay.
No, nobody does. It's so crazy.
It sounds really, you know, weighty. I'm going to be a lithic expert.
It sounds really great, right? That's what I thought.
It sounds very
fancy, professional,
puffy, right?
Hoity-toity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds all of those things. All the stuff that
Pause
I.
Pause for 1 second for me. Sorry.
No problem.
Yeah, no problem. Perfect. All the things that I wanted to be, all of the things that I wanted to project out into the world.
Right.
So I was really going
very from, respectable.
Very respectable.
And respected.
Totally.
Yeah,
and coming from my history.
And not that there's anything wrong with that,
no,
right? There's nothing
not
wrong with a lithic expert.
No,
but,
and I love archaeology, and I love the people I met doing it, because there are people that are, like, honestly passionate about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's what's in their bones.
Exactly.
And it sounds like you had an interest in that, and maybe it was in your bones, but it wasn't the end of it.
And it wasn't authentic.
Well, it makes me wonder if that, whatever was in your bones, led you to take that class.
For sure.
Such that you would be able to recognize something.
For sure. And
oh,
I really
so
believe
cool.
that my entire experience in the archaeology world, even leading up to making the decision to move to Israel, because my family and I, we really were going to move to Israel last September. We moved from our house in Santa Barbara. We sold all of our belongings. I mean, we sold everything except for what could fit in duffel bags to take to Israel with us. And then 6 weeks before we were supposed to leave, I just sat there and I said, this isn't right. Mm. There's something in my bones.
Right.
That doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
And so thankfully
You're
I...
meant to be.
My meant to be.
You're
it
in
was
your
not,
bones.
It was not my meant to be. And thankfully, like I say, it was really important for me to make the decision to go to Israel, because that
yes.
really helped me refine myself after having my daughter. And it helped me back on the path of I am a human being in the world. I'm not just Bodhi's mother. I'm
yes.
a human being in
Got
the world.
That.
But it was also really important for me to make the decision not to go to Israel.
I get that.
Because then that led me to my yoga teacher training that I did in Palm Springs. It led me to my work that I've done with trauma-informed yoga practices. It led me to the community that I'm a part of, the Yoga and Body Image Coalition, which is all about providing body-positive, accessible yoga practices to everybody.
It's amazing.
So it's like, it's that thing. It that this was written in my bones. And I remember, so we talked about you mentioned the podcast. And I remember thinking, I want to highlight all the amazing women that I have in my life, because there's no way that I would have been able to found what was written on my bones without any of them.
Right. Got that.
I needed
like there's a we that supports us even
yeah.
if we don't realize it.
Totally.
Pulling for us all the time.
Totally.
And it includes everything.
Yes,
like
everything.
Nature.
Everything.
God.
Getting on
people,
the world,
everything.
Moving our body, connecting with people. And so I wanted to do this podcast, and I also wanted to let people know about the shift that I was making in my life at that time
sure.
from being the academic to starting Rise and Align with Nicole.
And that's your podcast.
Yeah, that's my podcast.
So
and that's also, It's not really a business yet. It's my idea. It's my...
But you're doing it.
Yes, the podcast I'm doing.
So you're doing... And you're in your... You've finished, completed your first season.
I'm almost done. I have two more episodes. So the 10th episode came out today.
Got it.
And then I have 12 mm-hmm. total this season. And it's like people listened.
Yeah. Like, and it's on iTunes and the whole... I mean, like it's there,
people
right?
People listened to it. It's really amazing. And it was really powerful. And I remember being on the first... Remember doing the first podcast, which is like the about me, like this is who I am, this is what I'm doing. And it was back in, I think, the end of September, and I had no idea what anything was yet. I still like was a blank slate. I just had this idea that I wanted to provide free and donation-based trauma-informed yoga. Like that was it. That was my only thing. And I remember talking about it on the podcast, and that's where this written on my bones came from.
Right.
Because as I was talking into my headphones on my iPhone, I said, you know, I want Rise and Align to be a space where I encourage women to rise up in their lives and communities and align with their highest selves. And when I said it, like, I got chills and I just thought, that's it. That's what's been written on my bones this whole time.
Got that.
And so now like, that's it. Like, that's my thing. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And I know that that's like my touchstone. So if whatever I do is like around that,
mm-hmm.
then I'm like on the right path.
Yeah.
So
I love that because I'm having gone through something similar.
Yeah.
I'm really clear that you really don't have to know how to do anything. Like,
yes.
I don't know how to do any of this.
No.
I mean, really, I don't know how to, but you know, you do have to know what.
Yeah.
If you know what the what is, like, what is it that you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Then God, the universe, everything conspires to help you with the how.
Yes.
And even the what of the what.
Yes.
You know, like I knew I wanted to create this business that could be a hub of distribution so people could find each other and a world that works for everything, support that. But I didn't, you know. And so as you continue to go,
mm-hmm.
do you find that things show up out of nowhere that you couldn't have planned for and you didn't make happen?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. That's the only way I feel like anything has happened. Like,
right?
Because as long as I like stay out of the way and just let it happen,
yes.
because I can get really big ideas. And have like a plan.
Mm.
And when I do that, I sell myself short.
Right.
And so my whole experience, the whole way has been like I just show up to things.
Right.
You know, I just make myself available and show up. And 9 times out of 10, exactly what I'm supposed to do is presented in front of me.
Right. That's my experience too, is guidance is a principle, which means it's always available and I have to be willing to listen.
Yeah. That's the big
part.
And
so
hard
often
part.
I, huh?
Yeah.
I forget. Oh, that's right. Ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
And the help comes,
it
right?
It does. And it doesn't always come in the way you
no.
think it's going to.
No.
That's my most recent kind of exploration in offering, you know, helping women is with a nonprofit here in Spokane. And it showed up without, like, I didn't ask for it.
Right.
I didn't apply for it. It just came to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is kind of scary. Like, I don't know if I should do this. Like, this is, you know, I don't know if this is for me. I don't know, you know, and everything that I plan wants to say no.
Right. Like, I have plans and design, really good plans.
Yeah, exactly. But then the universe presents this really amazing opportunity for women to be helped.
Oh, so cool.
And I'm like, okay, if I go back to my touchstone, that is my Rise and Align.
Mm-hmm.
This is that value.
Absolutely. Like, what is it that you're actually, like, you know, in your bones, you're meant to do something here and you're meant to help women. I know I'm meant to forward the conversation for a world that works for everyone in various ways. I know
totally.
That's what I know. And you know, like you, when you rise and align, like you've done,
mm-hmm.
everything conspires to assist you.
It does. The world just kind of presents these opportunities
right.
to me that I just wouldn't like. I just wouldn't imagine. Just like moving back to Spokane.
Yeah. Now I do want to ask you something
yeah.
because here's what I also know mm-hmm. about It takes something. It takes something, right? There's a leap of faith, but also, talk a little bit about sometimes when we commit to something, then what seems to be an obstacle or a breakdown, what seems to be like, wait, no, maybe I'm not supposed to do this because mm-hmm. something didn't work out, yeah. shows up. Could you talk about that a little bit in your own experience of when you've had a time where it was like, oh, that did not go the way I wanted it to, and then something happened?
Yeah, I don't know if it's mostly, I don't really know if it's things not going the way I want them to, but it's really in my own mind. A lot of the time, it's in my own mind. That's where the breakdown happens, I feel like.
Yeah.
Is between my two ears. I'm trying to think like, because I feel like I remain pretty open in the world. I mean, when things happen, I work through them, but it's mostly myself. Mm. That is my breakdown.
Boy.
That is what I have to work through. And for me, almost every time, because about twice a week, I will wake up with, oh my God, who do I think I am? What do I think I'm doing? And why am I doing this?
Right.
Like, I'm not as good as that person. Mm. Or there's already this person out in the world. I don't need to do this. There's already 20 people. Or there's already that nonprofit. There's already Oprah exists.
Yeah.
Brené Brown is already there. Carol has already written her book. What do I need to do? And then I get the reminder that I belong here now.
Mm.
And I love that because, like, I belong here now doing exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I just, like, and we've talked about this before, that being a beginner.
Yes.
That I always, yes. I go back to being a beginner whenever hell breaks loose.
Perfect.
Either in my mind or in the world, in like the material world, because I do have a toddler as well. So that happens quite frequently. But I do go back to being a beginner.
Yes.
In all parts of my life, whether it's with Rise and Align, whether it's with my husband, whether it's with my daughter, whether it's with my own personal yoga practice. For me, it's that. And it's reaching out and connecting. I'm a huge connector.
Like, yeah, there are other people here.
Yeah.
And they're here to, we're here to help each other, aren't we?
Sometimes just hearing someone else breathe.
Yes.
Lets me breathe.
Right.
And so like by picking up the phone or by saying, can I come over and have a hug?
Mm.
Or, you know, just something like that, that aligns me.
It does, doesn't
with
it?
With what is important.
Right.
And what I can need to connect with.
And that you are, in fact, a part of the plan. And each and every one of us are part of the plan.
Yeah.
Right? So I love Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith would say, God didn't make any extra people.
Mm.
Like, we're all here for something. And it's our meant to be, our what's in our bones, that we're here to deliver. The gifts we have. Nobody else can deliver them.
Totally.
Nobody.
No. Nope.
So, you know, it's like, every single human being on the planet is an integral part of the whole. And that's a beautiful thing. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So important.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, so this is so great. So how can people find, we will, of course, in the show notes, but talk to them about how they can find you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes, please.
So I have my podcast, Rise and Align with Nicole, that you can find on iTunes and SoundCloud. And I think that you can find it through other platforms. I just don't know the other platforms. But you can also find my podcast through riseandalign.com. That's my website. You can email me at nicole@riseandalign.com. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of... You can find me on Facebook at Rise and Align. And then you can also find me on Instagram at Rise and Align with Nicole. It's all pretty straightforward. It's all the same. There's just a lot of them.
Yeah. That's fantastic. So, you know, people may want to follow you on all these different ways.
Yeah, you
ways
can find me pretty much on whatever platform you're a part of. And
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are you open to people emailing you as potential guests on your podcast?
All the time. I am welcome to all
terrific.
Of the emails, all of the questions, all of the stories. That's what this is all about. Connecting and making tribe and hearing each other's stories and sharing space with one another. So I love this goodness forum and bringing people together. I think that is so important. And You're doing it, Carol.
Well, so are you. So thank you so much for being our guest.
Yeah.
I really appreciate all you're doing in life and the fact that you took your time to come here today.
Anytime. Anything for you, Carol. I love you to pieces.
I love you too.
And I'm so grateful to be here.
You know, check in with you later. So, well, thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you next time where you will meet another either group or another extraordinary person doing extraordinary good and spreading positivity in the world. Thank you so much.